Hey guys, Bert here, and it's time for a quick coffee break in the Bible. So, recently, in the memory section of my social media, I had a little pop-up saying, hey, you know, remember this post? You know, we all get those, right? And it was a meme that I've actually shared a couple times over the years, this is what it says. The Holy Spirit has never inspired anyone to plot the downfall of others, which, you know, it's true. It's very true. It actually goes against his character. That's not who he is. You know, we're talking about the God of love, a God of peace and order, not chaos, which is what it is when we're looking at the downfall of others. And, you know, there's never a good time to do this, you know, yet is something that we all are guilty of at some point or another, right? It happens all the time, every day. You know, anytime someone feels that something's been done to embarrass them or to steal from them, you know, discredit them, shame them. In other words, you know, in some way, shape, or form to hurt them, you know, nobody likes to be hurt. None of us likes to be hurt. No, I know I don't. So the first thing that happens is we all think of, you know, hey, how do I get them back? How do I return this to sender? How do I send them that receipt, right? But the Bible warns us against this. You know, it's not on us to get the revenge. That's not our position. And so I'm going to read to you today from a verse, and you might be surprised it's not going to be the one you think it is, right? Today I'm actually reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse 9, which says, do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. And that is exactly what we are when we're looking to one-up somebody, right? When we're trying to take back that control that we feel that we've lost. And that's really what it comes down to, is we've lost control. And we feel it's our place to take it back, or that, you know, even if it was something that we didn't have before, you know, it's a big slight. It's a slap in the face, really, right? But really, what it is, these are those times that, you know, we need to look to God. We need to go to the Father and be like, hey, this is what's up. This is my prayer. This is what's going on. You know, as the Bible says, be a lamp to my pathways, right? Be a lamp to my feet. Guide me, all right? That's what we need to be doing, is turning to the Father and asking, you know, Jesus, you know, I have this in my heart. How can I change this? You know, help me to respond in the way that's appropriate and brings glory to God. That's what I got for you today. Go be the church. God bless.